We're back with another team preview on the Brick House NBA team previews. Number 14 team is the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. I think, Bob, this is the team that everyone is excited to see what they become.
I know I am.
Yeah.
And we're predicting their meteoric rise up the standings. But before we get into that, we have to talk about the past. You know, one of the funniest GMs in NBA history, I suppose, unless you're a Timberwolves fan,
sure,
is David Kahn. He was hired by the Wolves in 2009.
Right out of the gates.
Right out of the gates, selected 3 point guards in the draft that had Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. He didn't select Steph Curry, of course, right before him took Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn. Then later drafted Ty Lawson as well, which he traded.
Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of crazy draft picks throughout the years, made some silly trades, some silly deals. And in 2013, he was released from the Timberwolves. Less than a year later, he was found teaching a course at NYU about the art of negotiating and deal making in a class that it was named, no kidding, What's the Deal? Which later would become the name of a Brick House segment cue.
This is true. This is not a put on. This is not a secret Brick House discovery. This is actually a true thing.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Julian, pointed out that David Kahn taught this class. The course was a weekend intensive. It was about deal making, a special emphasis placed on lessons learned and real life deals from the world of sports, entertainment, real estate. They'll gain a deeper understanding of the key steps required to put together a deal. This is actually from the school website.
Yeah.
Minnesota fan Jules heard about this class back in 2014, and Jules is a diehard T-Wolves fan and thus was tormented by Kahn for 4 long years while he's making these terrible draft picks and decisions. Hopefully this season, the team will put all the bad times behind them. But back in 2014, Jules drove to NYU to sign up for the class and make sure that the class gets a little dose of reality about who it is that's supposedly teaching them the art of making a deal.
Right.
Let's hear a recording from inside that classroom, Matt Baker.
And of course, a business deal is like a snowflake. You have to run around with your tongue out, hoping to catch one or the other without slipping on ice or stepping on a rake. Hmm. Yes, you in the back.
So, did you know that Kevin Love wanted a 5-year max contract, or were you actively trying to get rid of the team's only all-star?
So you're asking, what's the deal, eh? We didn't think that was the best choice for the team, but that will be covered during Sunday's lesson, when to say no.
What about 2010? You blamed your coach for drafting Wes Johnson when you could have gotten Cousins, Monroe, and George. Seems like a good time to say no.
That was a long time ago. For now, if anyone could open up today's lesson, being the point guard of progress.
Oh, you're freaking killing me, dude. The point guard of progress? Does anyone in this class even follow basketball?
This lesson focuses on being ready to strike a deal, when to give an assist, or when to take it straight to the hoop by yourself.
God, you not only make bad choices in point guards, you make worse choices in analogies. Have any of you ever heard of Steph Curry? Few hands? Yeah, well, he's incredible. How about Johnny Flynn? Okay, a few hands. You put your fucking hand down. You don't know who Johnny Flynn is.
Young man, I suggest you take it outside so the rest of the class can learn the art of making a deal.
You know this guy will never get another job in the NBA, right? He will go down as one of the worst deal makers in the history of basketball.
This is what I'm going to tell you. In business, you don't always have to win to get paid.
The fuck kind of answer is that? We all know you were a waste of money.
I hear you, Jules. I hear you.
You know what they say, Bob. Hell hath no fury like a Timberwolves fan scorned.
Yeah, Jules sounded a lot like guest of the show Julian in that one. And he is the kind of guy that I think would get in his car and drive cross-country 2 days straight, if necessary, to heckle David Kahn. Kudos to you there, Jules. And I love that the What's the Deal is the name of the show.
Couldn't have planned it any better.
This team had some serious changes. Let's talk about them.
You now have have 5 years not to end up like the 2016-2017 Thunder Timberwolves. That's what I think.
That is foreboding. Matt, I had a question for you, Matt. Let's say the T-Wolves didn't hire Tom Thibodeau. Let's say they just replaced Sam Mitchell with a completely average coach like, let's say, Vinny Del Negro.
Sure.
Just replacing Sam Mitchell, how many more wins do you think the T-Wolves get?
Five?
Yeah, I think anything was a bit of an improvement over Sam Mitchell. The fact that they got Tom Thibodeau, one of the best coaches in the league,
right,
is why I'm so, you know, big on these guys.
The subtractions were not really much. Tayshaun Prince is gone. Greg Smith is gone. Justin Hamilton is gone. And that's really it. The additions are Chris Dunn, the number 5 pick, Jordan Hill, Cole Aldridge, Brandon Rush, and
Thibodeau and GM Scott Layden.
Mm-hmm. Ricky Rubio is kind of on the fence. I've been hearing a lot of Rubio to the Kings talk.
Yeah, I know they were interested in him this summer. But I think that Thibodeau and the Wolves will wait and see how NBA-ready Chris Dunn really is.
Right.
In a group of his peers, Chris Dunn was voted by all the NBA rookies most likely to win Rookie of the Year this year.
Okay.
Which would make 3 years in a row for Timberwolves players, that's the case.
Yeah.
Let's get into the starting lineup for this team.
And now, the starting lineup for your Minnesota Timberwolves!
Until Chris Dunn does prove it, Ricky Rubio remains the starter. Zach LaVine, the two guard. Air Canada, Andrew Wiggins at small forward. And I'm assuming they're going to start Gordy Dang at power forward and Karl Anthony Towns at center.
Okay. Those are kind of, you could probably just float those two between those positions, really, I guess.
You know, I hear that the Timberwolves have all been bonding over the game Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they are all college age, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Even Karl Anthony Towns invested in a esports team.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a few NBA players who have been investing in those recently.
Right.
The reason Andrew Wiggins likes Call of Duty, he tweeted out recently with the new NBA 2K game came out, you know? And he had a rating of 82, which I guess Wiggins wasn't that happy about,
sure,
which is what he tweeted, LOL, that's why I play Call of Duty.
Wow, burn. Sick burn.
You know, there's this new television show out by creator Donald Glover that I'm really enjoying. It's called Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggins, Towns, and LaVine remind me of the three main characters from the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, Wiggins is Earn in this one. He's the Donald Glover character. He's smart and talented, but still has more potential than he's showing at the moment.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting from that character.
Right.
Towns is Paperboy. He's the rapper. He's the one going places. He's got the hit single.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the upward trajectory. In this analogy, Zach LaVine is Darius. He's high and in his own world, just having deja vu and during important moments. Matt, the T-Wolves have 8 players on rookie contracts right now.
Wow.
With a few cuts, they could have as much as $40 million in cap space going into next offseason.
Okay. They're in a good spot of, they're 2 more seasons away from Wiggins getting a new deal, right? 3 more seasons away from Towns, and obviously 4 seasons away from Dunn. They could sign someone to a big contract, a 3-year deal, and still be financially okay.
I'm looking at you, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Let's talk about their record prediction this year.
Record prediction.
Last year they were 29-53. We had them ranked number 26 in last year's previews.
Okay.
All the way up to 14 this year. I've got them at 44-38, Matt.
Wow.
The rise would be like last year's Trailblazers.
Yeah.
No one really predicted they were going to do well. Although I think a lot of people are predicting the T-Wolves and their 12-year playoff drought.
Right.
The last time they were in the playoffs was the 2004 Western Finals. That year, KG was the MVP of the league. In fact, they've been out of the playoffs for longer than any team, including the Kings. Even the lowly Kings, Matt, they were in the playoffs 10 years ago.
So before the last time the Timberwolves were in the playoffs was the season before Steve Nash signed with the Suns.
Holy cow. Yeah, that puts it in perspective. Do you know who's third in the league for longest playoff drought?
Suns?
The Suns.
Yeah, 6 years or so?
6 years, exactly.
I have the T-Wolves 40 and 42.
Okay.
Still a good rise, but...
Yeah.
I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they do go to the playoffs and do something.
Wouldn't you love to see the T-Wolves versus the Warriors in the first round?
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
Matt, how could they beat the Golden State Warriors now that we mention it?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco.
If they're the team of the future, they just need to show it off. They just need to be that team. They need to be the. They need to have funk going into every game. A good way would try and distract the other team by having KG hurl insults at Zach LaVine from the bench.
Uh-huh.
That would be a good. Maybe, you know, the old get down and bark like a dog distraction play? KG could have Zach LaVine do that just to embarrass him, not to try and distract the other team, but just out of sheer embarrassment.
Get him on Shaqt and a Fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar suggestion. I suggest that Wiggins, Towns, and LaVine find a way to mature right away.
Mm-hmm.
I have some suggestions for them on how they could do that. They could start this year focusing on doing all of their own dishes and laundry.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's one way. You know, if you really wanted to, mature beyond your years, knock up a stripper or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's, you're going to be forced to make some grown-up decisions at that point. So that's my suggestion for these guys. Do your own taxes, man. That'll make you go from 20 to, like, 40 overnight.
Well, yeah, it'd give you gray hair, too, I guess.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, you know, the Timberwolves have one of the most transcendent dunkers in the NBA. You know, being 5'11" white guys, we've had our share of dreaming of dunking. I know I have.
Yeah.
So for the question for this week, or for this episode, Matt, if you had the ability to dunk, like really throw it down, and you could dunk on anyone in the world.
Right. Oh, anyone in the world.
Who would it be?
Wow, that's tough.
What kind of jam are we talking about here, too? I mean,
is it just with authority?
With authority, yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah, nothing crazy. Just like a rim rocker.
Rim rocker. Yeah.
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 Which I think is a D League team, right?
Rim Rockers.
I think so.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Wow, anyone in the world. Who's someone we really don't like? Like ISIS. Like a dunk on ISIS, you know what I mean?
That would be patriotic. And,
like, get up yelling about America, how
nice.
Great we are.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, all over him. I would dunk so hard on him.
That would be pretty easy, though.
Putin wouldn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Putin might start a world war over that.
Yeah, he would not. He does not want to get his rim rocked. That's for sure.
On the next episode of Brick House.
On the next episode, we're going to the capital of the United States, where the two star guards are in a bitter dispute. Kind of need some couples counseling.
Capital of drama, you could say.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
I love it. I guess it kind of gives away who we're talking about. Just tune in for the next one anyways. You'll enjoy it. Leave a review while you're at it. Brick House.